Well, good evening, everyone. Hope you are doing great. For today's message, let's turn to Genesis chapter 19. So before going further, I have a question. One of my friend, they got a water bill for $700. What could be the reason? Any thoughts? Leaking, definitely. Definitely leaking. Okay. So, yes? Good one. So today, we are going to look at a person, Lot. And the message title is The Lost Lot. The Lost Lot. Many times we don't understand the implications and the impact of losing things. In my friend's case, he was losing water. And I had an experience. One of my credit card. Slowly I'm losing money in that. The reason is when we were visiting Utah, somehow my card was stolen, the contents, and slowly he's taking the money from the card. Okay. So after a couple of months, I found out and I had to call them. So like that, losing things in our life, and especially in this chapter we see Lot losing the lost lot. What is that he lost? Verses 1, 2, 3, we see Lot lost his fellowship with the Lord. Not the relationship, but the fellowship. And verses 4 to 11, we see how Lot lost his reputation and honor. And we see from verses 12 to 38, we see how Lot lost his legacy. So that means there is a lot to talk about Lot. Right? How Lot lost his fellowship, his reputation and honor, and his legacy. When we look at this chapter 19, it's a mirror chapter for chapter 18, I see. Okay. Let's see a few verses, first three verses of chapter 19. The two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. When Lot saw them, he rose to meet them and bowed himself with his face to the earth and said, "My lords, please turn aside to your servant's house and spend the night and wash your feet. Then you may raise up early and go on your way." They said, "No, we'll spend the night in the town square." But he pressed them strongly, so they turned aside to him and entered his house. And he made them a feast and baked unleavened bread, and they ate. So this is verses that initially in the 19th chapter. Look at the mirror chapter, chapter 18. There is another similar thing was happening, but in this case with Abraham, how the things were. 18, and the Lord appeared to him by the oaks of Mamre as he sat at the door of his tent in the heat of the day. This is about Abraham. He lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, three men were standing in front of him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them and bowed himself to the earth and said, "O Lord, if I have found favor in your sight, do not pass by your servant. Let a little water be brought and wash your feet, and rest yourself under the tree while I bring a morsel of bread that you may refresh yourself and after that you may pass on, since you have come to your servant. So they said, do as you have said. Further, and Abraham went quickly into the tent to Sarah and said, quick, 3 sais of fine flour, knead it and make cakes. And Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to young men who prepared it quickly. Then he took curds and milk and the calf and that he had prepared and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree while they ate. Look at the excitement. Look at the activity that is going on, that was going on with Abraham and family and with Lot. Abraham was running, calling Sarah. Hey, let's get ready. And here, Lot, he's asking them, please stay with us. And they were telling, no. And I see here, Lot, a person who lost his fellowship with the Lord. Then you may ask, if he has lost his fellowship, why they should go to Lot? That's the question. The key verse in 19th chapter is amazing. Key verse 29, verse 29. So it was that when God destroyed the cities of the valley, God remembered Abraham. It is because of Abraham. God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow when he overthrew the cities in which Lot had lived. Because of the prayer of Abraham, because of the wrestling, the wrestler who is Abraham in prayer, Lot was rescued. And we could see so much difference in Abraham and in Lot. I was thinking about Lot and this particular chapter in Proverbs. It can really apply for him. Proverbs 18, let us see in this context. I used to wonder about Lot. What could be his character and why he has become like that? And this came to my mind, Proverbs chapter 18. It's written here. Actually, we can read the entire chapter and apply this to Lot. It says, whoever isolates himself seeks his own desire. He breaks out against all sound judgment. A fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinion. When wickedness comes, contempt comes also, and with dishonor comes disgrace. The words of man's mouth are deep waters. The fountain of wisdom is bubbling brook. It is not good to be partial to the wicked or to deprive the righteous of justice. A fool's lips walks into a fight and his mouth invites a beating. Think about Lot as you read this. A fool's mouth is his ruin and his lips are a snare to his soul. The words of a whisperer are like delicious morsel. They go down into the inner parts of the body. Whoever is slack in his work is a brother to him who destroys. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into it and is safe. A rich man's wealth is his strong city and like a high wall in his imagination. Before destruction, a man's heart is haughty, but humility comes before honor. If one gives an answer before he hears, it is his folly and shame. A man's spirit will endure sickness, but a crushed spirit who can bear? An intelligent heart acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before the great. The one who states his case first seems right until the other comes and examines him. The Lord puts an end to quarrels and decides between powerful contenders. A brother offended is more unyielding than a strong city, and quarreling is like the bars of a castle. From the fruit of a man's mouth, his stomach is satisfied. He is satisfied by the yield of his lips. Death and life are in the power of tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. The poor use entreaties, but the rich answers roughly. A man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Lot going away from Abraham, choosing his own path. This shows how Lot lost his fellowship with the Lord. It's very important for us, right? Especially as people of God, as Christians, to be rooted in the fellowship. To be rooted, grounded, surrounded by godly people. To be nurtured, to be challenged, to be questioned by people of God. It is very important to be under the hands of godly people. So do you have time to come to people God has put in your in your circle, in your assembly, in your church, where you can come and share your burdens, your struggles? Do you have a time to take walk along with those people? Or we want to be aloof, separate, saying that we know everything? Because we have Google, right? We can search, we can see the TED Talks, we can see how we can live, how we can get on. But God has kept us with his people so we can be accountable. And we see when Lot lost fellowship with Abraham, it's a sort of sign that where Lot was going. That's the reason there is a saying, we have to keep short accounts with God. Short accounts, even with people, we have to keep short accounts. And we see here Lot losing his fellowship. And because of Abraham's prayer, because of his wrestling in prayer. In Ezekiel, it is written, who can stand for me in the midst? In Colossians, there is a verse. Let's turn to Colossians. I'm remembering that right now. I don't have that in my notes. There is a person who is wrestling in prayer. I don't know whether you know. Colossians chapter 4. Colossians chapter 4. About Epaphra, 4:12, yeah, 4:12. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ Jesus, greets you, always struggling on your behalf in his prayers, that you may stand mature and fully assured in all the will of God. And this Epaphra, who is struggling, who is a wrestler in prayer, 13, for I bear him witness that he has worked hard for you and for those in Laodicea and in Hierapolis. A person who prays works hard. We have so many, sometimes I wonder, we have so many Bible studies, but we don't have a prayer war rooms. I think we need to be discipled in prayer also. How to pray? See, one thing disciples asked Jesus, only one thing. They never ask anything, only one thing. You know what is that? Teach us to pray. Lord, teach us to pray. Spending time in prayer. I'm not telling this as a message, to make a message, brothers. With burden, I'm telling, how much time in a week we are on our knees? Because there are so many things are going on in this world, right? Just if you are on social media, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, it will go away. There is so much news that you can gather. But where is the time for prayer? And we see here, Lot not having prayer life, not having the fellowship. What's going on? He lost his fellowship. And next one is, he lost his reputation and honor. He lost his reputation and honor. There are several verses are there. It says, consider your calling, brothers. What is our calling? A heavenly calling, a holy calling, a high calling. Consider your calling. And we see here how Lot lost his reputation and his honor. Let's go through verse 4 onwards. Genesis chapter 19, verse 4. But before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, both young and old, all the people to the last man, surrounded the house, and they called to Lot, where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us that we may know them. Lot went out to the men at the entrance, shut the door after him and said, I beg you, my brothers, do not act so wickedly. Behold, I have two daughters who have not known any man. Let me bring them out to you and to them as you please, and do to them as you please. Only do nothing so these men, for they have come under the shelter of my roof. But they said, stand back. And they said, this fellow came to sojourn and he has come to judge. Now we will deal worse with you than with them. See, look at the reputation of Lot. But we see a complete graciousness, a pity of our Lord, our God, on Lot. Consistently we see this. I think this chapter is, I can say, sprinkled with God's mercies. Verse 9, but they said, stand back, and they said, this fellow came to sojourn and he has become the judge. Now we'll deal worse with you than with them. Then they pressed hard against the man Lot and drew near to break the door down. But the men reached out their hands. Not only they came to him, they're reaching out their hands and brought Lot into the house with them and shut the door. Consistently, how these men, representation of God, how they are rescuing him. And they struck with the blindness the men who were at the entrance of the house, both small and great, so that they wore themselves out, groping for the door. They were completely blindfolded. And we see here, verse 12, then the men said to Lot, have you anyone else here, sons-in-law, sons, daughters, or anyone you have in the city? Bring them out of the place. These men who came to rescue, they were asking Lot, for we are about to destroy this place because the outcry against its people has become great before the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it. So Lot went out and said to his sons-in-law, who were to marry his daughters, up, get out of this place, for the Lord is about to destroy the city. But he seemed to his sons-in-law to be jesting. They're thinking he's only joking. It's like a good joke. Lot, losing his fellowship with the Lord, not only that, his reputation and honor, how Lot lost. See, this is very sad chapter to see. And we can compare ourselves with the Lot. We can really put ourselves in Lot's place. And what are the lessons we can learn from this chapter? What is that we are losing? See, when Lot lost his fellowship, his reputation and his honor, it's almost like he lost his family here. See, when we have right relationship with God, then only we can have right relationship with family, with our wife and kids. It's so important. There are a lot of young families are here. And I'm also growing in the Lord. I'm not in a position to give you a high-level holier-than-thou type of thing. We're all in the process. We're all growing in the Lord. If we are not closer to the Lord, I think we lost our battle. Many times, we try to love our wife more than the Lord. See, when we got married, Jerusha is also here, we loved so much each other that we felt we sort of forgetting the Lord. But Lord has to bring back that. Only it's like the triangle, right? A, B, top is Christ. We can come closer as we go to Christ, as we go to see. Without going closer to God, if you're trying to come closer with all these techniques, with all these gimmicks of this world, we'll lose our battle. Recently, last year, there is a 25 years of celebration, wedding anniversary. Their son was telling, my parents, they made it. They did it. Then I was just listening and I was just smiling. As a young person, he can think that they're working hard, but behind the scenes, right? How things happen. I was telling them, the foundation for our relationship, family, love, faith, and hope. The pillars. We only see the pillars, but what about the cover on top of that? It's the grace that covers. So why I'm taking a detour is, in Lot's life, what is that we can learn? We all know very well, Lot is a believer. We have read previously also, Lot, the righteous man, that's what Peter, he mentions. And if you are not really careful in our spiritual lives, there is a high chance that we can become this Lot, like this Lot. 2 Peter chapter 1, let us see some very interesting verses. 2 Peter chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 3 onwards. It says, his divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence. We claim that we have divine power has granted to us all things pertaining to life and godliness. We are very blessed. Verse 5. For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, steadfastness with godliness, godliness with brotherly affection with love. Verse 8. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For whoever lacks these qualities is so nearsighted that he is blind. Please write it lot there. Nearsighted that he is blind, having forgotten that he was cleansed from his former sins. And then it says, therefore, brothers, be all the more diligent to confirm your calling and election. We cannot take it for granted. We are all saved. We'll be in the Lord's presence. But there is a higher calling responsibility that is driving here. See, when I die, someone should come to my, what is that called? Coffin. Okay. He should not think that, is Murali a believer or not? You got my point? He should not think, is he really a Christian or not? That means, I should live a life all the more diligent to confirm my calling. And this afternoon, I want to be accountable to you, even for my life, right? This year, I'm hitting 50 years. I also need your prayers. I want to be accountable to you as I preach this. And it says here, be all the more diligent to confirm your calling and election. For if you practice these qualities, you will never fail. For in this way, there will be richly provided for you an entrance into eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When our Lord receives us, will he receive us happily? Will he say, oh, he just came, he just saved himself, but he lost everything. Will he tell like that? Or will there be a glad welcome to us in the heaven? And we see here in Lot's life, he missed that the entire picture of the honor and the respect. In Thessalonians, there is another verse. I will read 1 Thessalonians. Very important verse. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. Chapter 4, chapter. Very, very important. Very, very important. I have to keep this verse last week. Please don't think anything, okay? I want to be this verse. Last Thursday or Friday. Okay. Let me read this verse and what I did, I will tell you. 4, verse 2. For you know what instructions we gave you through the Lord Jesus. Okay. Verse 3. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you abstain from sexual immorality, that each one of you know how to control his own body in holiness and honor. You know, when I read, I just kissed my Bible. Not this, my Telugu way. I was just kissing it. How we can control, or it says, how to control his own body in holiness and honor. Lot lost the race. Very sad. So what are we losing? Where are we? The opportunities that God is giving to us. The interactions. The Holy Spirit's convictions. Do not quench the Holy Spirit, right? Do not grieve the Holy Spirit. God, when He speaks to us through His word, humbly accepting it. That's very important. You may not understand the impact of that. Here we see, just he was against the counsel of God, counsel of godly people, how his life was going down and down and down. I know my friends, some of my friends, who entered into the slowly drinking, smoking, drugs, and how they lost their lives. The impact of the sin, how far it can take us. And we see in the case of Lot, he lost his fellowship with God. Lot lost his reputation and honor. And what else? The last we see, he lost his legacy. He lost his legacy. Let's look at the verses. He lost his legacy. And as I mentioned, in all these things, how the Lord was risking him. He visited Lot. And that evening, he pulled him into the house and shut the door. And afterwards, we see how it was going on. We can read. Let's read the 15th verse onwards for completeness sake. As morning dawned, so these two men, they came to visit Lot. So that evening, everybody came and they want to sleep with the two men. In Hebrew language, we want to know them means they want to have sexual relationship with them. So that's the meaning. They want to grab. And we see here, as they were pushing Lot, these two men, they plucked Lot into the house. They pulled him and they shut the door. And they made them, these two men, they gave the blindness to the folks there. They could not find out where the door is. That's how Lot was protected. And now, as the morning dawned, the angels urged Lot. Remember, these two men, the word is interchangeably used, they're angels also. And remember, with Abraham, there were three, and here we see two men. As the morning dawned, angels urged Lot, saying, "Up, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be swept away in the punishment of the city." But he lingered. Again. See, this is one of the characteristics, right, in our lives. When we are away from the Lord, we cannot take decisions. Lingering, staying there, no conviction, no confidence, no peace. Lingered. So the men seized him and his wife and his two daughters by the hand, the Lord being merciful to him, and they brought him out and set him outside the city. They take him into the city. Into the another city. See, that is the protection of God. See, even in the midst of Lot's disobedience, we must understand God's goodness and God's mercies. And we should never dare to take that as an advantage. In Romans chapter 2, it is written, let God's goodness and mercies, do not take it for granted. Because he loved us so much. God loved us so much. He gave this very birth. We are humans. That itself is a great thing, you know. We're enjoying great food, going to places. We have good friends. God has given us so much privilege. He made us in his image. And we see here how continuously he's showing mercy on Lot and how Lot lost his legacy. Okay. See, as people of God, as Christians, as people trust in the Lord, what is that we are going to leave to the next generation? It's not to keep our names, but how do we influence them? And especially, most of you, right, coming from assembly background, God has given you so much. Your legacy, I want to challenge your legacy, right? Your parents. You are here living in America with so much privileges. And I was thinking, since we got a permanent residence here, next year onwards, I was asking God, Lord, send me as a missionary 1 week every year. I want to go. I want to understand. And we see here the legacy of Lot. How it was lost, verse 23. The sun had risen on the earth when Lot came to Zoar. Then the Lord rained on Sodom and Gomorrah, sulfur and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew the cities and all the valley and all the inhabitants of the cities and what grew on the ground. But Lot's wife behind him looked back and she became a pillar of salt. Not only the wife, and we see down the line, Lot and his daughters. Now Lot went up out of Zoar and lived in the hills with his two daughters, for he was afraid to live in Zoar. Maybe he should have gone to Abraham. See, by the time when we are consistently going away from God, our conscience, right, it becomes hard. We cannot go back. That's why we need to have short accounts. Why do we come every Sunday to break the bread? We have short accounts. Lord, how I lived this week? Where did I miss? What's going on with my life? We rededicate our lives. And we come back to God. See, if we keep on going away from God, there will be a time. Our hearts will be hard. Our conscience will be seared. And we see here, Lot went up out of the place Zoar and lived in the hills. So he lived in a cave with his two daughters. See, if we consider Lot as a believer, definitely as a child of God or as a person got mercies from God, why he should live separately? Why can't he go back? Our favorite thing we see, right? Like a prodigal son, he would have gone back to God and his people. And down the line, how two daughters of Lot, they sleep with him. And from there comes Moabites, and from there comes Ammonites, who are the rival with enemies in the coming days for the Israelites. So we see here this evening how Lot lost. So it's so, I think God has kept all these things as a great lessons for us. How we can learn in life is by looking at the successes of others, not only the successes, even from the failures we can learn. Failures of our forefathers. It is not to follow them, but rather than looking at those failures, Lord, help us, Lord, not to be like that. Help us, Lord. Teach us the value of your scripture, value of the fellowship, value of what is at stake, what is this honor and reputation. It is not personally for us honor and reputation. Because we are made in the image of God, because we are called, because of Christ, we ought to have that reputation and honor for the Lord, to bring glory for him, not for us, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us. Let your name be glorified because of your faithfulness. And we have seen how we always can come back to God. That's what we see, graciousness. We can come back. There is no meaning of not coming back to God. We cannot stay where we are. And there is a wonderful verse, it says, "Come unto me, all who are heavily laden. I will give you rest." Always there is a welcome. Our God, he stretches his hands. He calls us back. Even today, it's not only to the Israelites or 2,000 years back. Even today, even as believers, many times we think going back, repentance is only for like sinners coming to Christ. But even as believers, repentance. Repent and see from how far you have fallen down. That's what is written to church at Ephesus. So let's ponder these things. This is the reality. There is no good news in chapter 19. But as we open up, as we walk through the scripture, as we come to our Lord Jesus, he is our Savior. He is our hope. He is our righteousness. We can always come back to him and confess. We can surrender our lives to him. Let's thank the Lord. Let's praise. With a small prayer, I will close. Dear loving Father, thank you for this time of opening your word, opening our hearts. Truly, Lord, we need our heart surgery. Our hearts needs to be molded. Lord, we confess before you, Lord, as we are living in this world, as you have given us this word and salvation, where do we go from here? Lord, we looked at Lot's life in comparison with Abraham. Lord, help us, Lord. Help us to walk worthy of your calling. Help us, Lord, not to be bogged down. Help us to raise back, Lord. Help us to come back to you, because you are our Heavenly Father. You love us so deeply. So we all come to you as an assembly, Lord. Help us touch our hearts. Speak to us, Lord. Speak to us where we were and where we are. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful time. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you all. Good evening.